And yeah, I know I can leave because trust me, I am leaving. But people can't just walk out and leave one day when you have kids and 12 years of life wrapped up together. You gotta have a plan. You can't just walk away with nothing. You have to have a plan.
I'm just gonna make a little update video because people have been asking. My husband left the night that I posted that original video.
But things changed drastically and I'm feeling less than positive today. I am exhausted, I'm tired, I'm wore down, I'm emotionally exhausted, I'm mentally exhausted, and I'm just tired.
Ungrateful wife publicly shames her hardworking husband, and then this happens. Like the video, subscribe, stay on the path of progress. Let's get into it.
So today is my 3-year wedding anniversary.
Okay.
And I can without a doubt say that this has been hands down the most depressing, miserable, horrible 3 years of my life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have literally never been so depressed. I've never hated another person more than I hate the person that I married.
Wow.
While I okay. run my ass off and I do everything for everybody in my life, mm-hmm. like me, my kids, him, he goes to work and works enough. That's it. He works. Yeah, his job's hard. Yeah, his hours suck, but he works. That is all he does.
So far, she's painted a picture that she's doing all the work, but her husband also does all the work. Okay. Let's keep going and see how it goes.
I tried taking care of myself and went on a walk, but you know, when I started realizing I hadn't heard from him, I'm calling and calling and calling and begging for the bare minimum of him to watch our f***ing daughter. Excuse my language.
You're excused.
I'm just so upset.
I can tell.
To watch our daughter, to cut up a watermelon and to make dinner. I am 30 years old. And I'm literally begging for the bare minimum every single day. I am a married single mom. That's what I am. Yeah, I don't work. But the amount of weight I carry, I mean, I can tell you right now, the reason women stay in relationships is one, because they don't have the means to leave financially, like a house. Two, the idea of a family. I can tell you why I've stayed. Money. It's that simple. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. He used to want me to be a stay-at-home mom. Now he just doesn't care because he doesn't care about anything.
So this guy is going out every single day, busting his ass to take care of his entire family. She stays at home. She does all the stay-at-home mom jobs, okay? That's what it seems like anyway. And she's complaining that he's not doing anything. It seems like your roles are very well defined. He is doing his job. One red flag that I don't actually talk about that much, but it is such a big deal, is gratitude. Is she grateful to have you in her life? Is she grateful for your hard work and everything that you do for them? Because if she can't appreciate what's right in front of her and what you are doing, there is no amount of effort that you can put in that will achieve that gratitude or appreciation. So a woman that does not show gratitude and that is ungrateful is a huge red flag. See, exactly in this situation, there's no appreciation for what he's doing. She's only looking at exactly what she's doing and what she's bringing to the table, totally discounting everything that he's putting into the relationship. So it's like she wants him to be the primary breadwinner, bringing in all of the money, completely taking care of the family, and at the same time, be a stay-at-home dad. But she's complaining, saying she's basically a single mom. It is a yikes, man. She does not realize what she has in her life. Because I can guarantee you, there are so many women in the world that would kill to have a man like that.
And yeah, I know I can leave, because trust me, I am leaving. But leaving. People can't just walk out that and situation. Leave one day when you have kids and 12 years of life wrapped up together. You gotta have a plan. You can't just walk away with nothing. You have to have a plan. I mean,
wow.
I'm trying so hard not to be bitter, but like, I've just never disliked somebody so much that I should love, that I just don't. In sickness and health, better or worse, like, no. Like, so destroy myself and my kids to keep a vow? Nope.
So her plan is to get rid of this guy, the guy that is fully financially taking care of the family, and go off so she can be an actual single mom. But don't you know, now you just have to get a job too? So now you have to be the primary breadwinner and be a stay-at-home mom, just like the guy is doing. So is this just karma? The way she's painting this picture, she's saying she really hates this guy. She does not like her husband at all. So we don't have any of the actual details. Maybe there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. But on top of all of this, bro, she has the audacity to put it all on TikTok for the public shaming, for the public shaming of a good, hardworking man, as far as I can tell.
I'm just going to make a little update video because people have been asking. Ignore my stuffy voice. I have like some kind of cold going on, like a head cold.
Okay, ignored.
But my husband left the night that I posted that original video. I can't remember the timeline. He had stayed here twice. One night that I was here because it was just late. And then another night, I didn't stay here. Other than that, he's been gone. I think he was here like during the day once or twice while I wasn't here. He needs to get his stuff still. He hasn't did that.
So my man makes the absolute G move, okay? As you absolutely should. Isn't it so wild how the relationship directly ended because of a social media post? It's just wild times we're living in, man. That's a wah. That is wah. So my man literally broke it off with an ungrateful wife. And I think it's 100% justified. Again, with a lot of this stuff, you should really have this figured out before you get into a relationship, before you get married, before you have children. You should know this about your woman if she's ungrateful for what you bring to the table. This should absolutely be known beforehand. This comment, wow, imagine if she just talked to her husband instead of strangers on the internet. Yeah, exactly. So many women treat TikTok basically like a therapist. Pretty wild, honestly, but it makes for some good content. Proverbs, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. That is pure wisdom right there. She disrespected her husband to the entire world and made a fool of herself at the same time. Really, it was a public shaming to both of them. I hate when stay-at-home moms use the term married single mom. It's insulting to actual single parents. Yeah, totally. Like, they have no idea how much work it takes to be a single parent. Because all of those things that she had the audacity to complain about is doubled when you're a single parent. A man that works 80 hours a week cares. The audacity is beyond me. Yeah, man, that is absolutely wild. Because she even acknowledges, she says, oh yeah, he has weird hours and he works like all the time, but he doesn't help at the house at all, so he's useless. Pure audacity, man. What a wild story. Leave your comments below. Now let's get on with the show.
You're not going to believe this. The other day, my husband was looking at our 2-year-old and he said, your nails are so short. They're always so short. And then he looked over at me and said, how come her nails don't grow? Does that mean she has like a vitamin deficiency? Keep in mind, she's 2, and what this means is he has never cut or filed her nails in over 2 years. So I started thinking, wow, he doesn't know that I do that. I wonder if he knows how her butt gets clean. I wonder if he has any idea why her teeth are always white. There must be so many things he doesn't know or doesn't have to worry about. How amazing that must be. If I could change places with anyone in this world, I think it would be my husband. What a privileged man. In his world, the mini trash cans empty themselves. His mirror never has toothpaste splashes on it. Little by little, his house becomes more aesthetically pleasing, and he has no idea how or why. He doesn't have to worry about giving the children their vitamins. He lives in a world where he doesn't know that you have to vacuum under the cushions of a couch. Tag your husband if he's one of the elite and knows these things.
Again, just a pure lack of gratitude. There is no gratitude in sight. Because I guarantee you, you can so easily flip this the other way around. I bet he's doing 100 tiny different things that you have no idea about. How many times has she gone out and had to build a deck? And appreciation, of course, it does go both ways. You know, you should be showing her appreciation, and she should be showing you appreciation. Appreciation. That's a lot of shuh in there. But to go out and pretend like your man isn't doing anything when you're literally filming him building a deck. What a wild clip, dude. And really, it's just another red flag. It's like an inability to see outside of yourself. You are only thinking about, oh, well, what am I doing? What am I getting out of this situation? Instead of just seeing it from another person's perspective. Is she seeing all of the work you're putting in? Does she actually understand how valuable you are? Or does she always just play the victim in every situation? Oh, you don't do this, you don't do that. Okay, maybe he doesn't trim nails, but does he mow the lawn? Does he do all of the auto care? Does he do all of the house repairs? All of these things that this person wouldn't think twice about. It's when they only see what they don't have instead of what they do have.
You guys are not going to believe this. This is the follow-up video from the woman that publicly bashed her husband while he was literally building a deck and spending time with his daughter.
Everyone wants to know, how do you feel about me publicly bashing you on TikTok?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I said that you didn't cut our daughter's nails and everyone's freaking out. Yeah, he doesn't. So?
Yeah, so I build decks.
Yeah, he builds decks. And I cut the nails. Are we a team or what?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone thinks we should get a divorce.
What?
I don't know. So, what you have to learn here is, instead of saying that our relationship is toxic, what you should realize is, if you're offended by our relationship, you might just be too sensitive to be in a healthy relationship. In a healthy relationship, you can joke with one another and you can be honest with one another, and nobody thinks the other one is toxic or belittled.
That was not a joke. That was not a joke. She said it all in the most realistic way possible. And she framed the entire thing around publicly shaming her man. Honestly, it seems like she just regrets posting that video because she's getting so much public backlash from it. And just judging by the husband's reaction too, you can just tell he's not cool with it.
To all who's outside today, working in this weather, man or woman, building the infrastructure of these cities, I just want to say respect. I just want to say thank you. And I want to say stay warm. Be proud of yourself.
My roommate in college was cheating on her long-distance boyfriend, so what I did was wait for the actual boyfriend to come home one weekend, and then I called him the other guy's name. He picked up on the cue immediately, and I got to watch the whole thing go down. And before anyone tells me to mind my business, everyone turned a blind eye when they saw someone deliberately hurting another person, this world would be a significantly worse place.
Damn, okay. Kind of a W. Looking out for the bros. Okay.
Can somebody explain to me why it is so hard to go to a sports bar to find actual seating to possibly meet a man who's gonna buy me a drink? Let me know. My friend and I have gone to 3 different bars. Let me know why it's so difficult. At this point, should I go home?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. Mm-mm. I didn't say anything at all. I didn't.
Because you just texted this to me and you said he's hot, he's so hot.
I didn't text that to you.
Yes, you did. Him right here. Yes, you did. You did. That's your number.
No, people hack phones all the time. I didn't send
that. No, and he looks familiar. Is he a local? I wish you would tell
me. People hack phones all the time.
No, people don't hack phones. No, no, no.
That poor man's voice is shaking because he's so upset. But there are 2 major things that I think are just terrible about this. Number one, she goes through with the plan, even as he's holding and comforting their daughter. 2, you either didn't realize or you didn't care that he was getting emotional, that he was taking this seriously, but you maintained a poker face.
Just intentionally bringing in chaos to your relationship for no reason. No, in fact, there is a reason. To get likes and attention on a social media app. Make your husband think that you're cheating on him just so you can get likes and attention on TikTok. It's cooked, bro. It is cooked. I swear, just having a TikTok, let's say that's like more like an orange flag, okay? It's not an all the way red flag. But a woman that posts on TikTok, 100% a red flag.
Pretty nice here, bro. Well, she seems like a great conversationalist.
Look, I get you a drink or something. I mean, I just ordered you water because I figured you want to look over the drink menu.
Maybe she's just shy. Right.
Sorry, I couldn't get that reservation. I mean, we can go somewhere else if you want. I just want you to have a good time.
Well, the gentleman is at least trying his best, I will say, to make his date feel at ease, engage in conversation, feel more comfortable. Meanwhile, they're doing their best impersonation of a lamppost.
You look great tonight. I like your jacket. Is that leather? And your profile said that you love to go mountain climbing.
Honestly, if I were the guy, I would have left by now.
Yeah,
and made them pay for their own food.
Tell me about it.
They do speak after all. It's a miracle.
And the first thing she says is an insult. I can't tell if this one is real or not. This is such a yikes. This is one you don't even need to be polite. Just stand up and walk out. Damn, dude.
The quickest way to make a man step up his game again and actually pursue you again is for you to break the routine and make him uncomfortable. You have to become unpredictable again because clearly this man has gotten very comfortable because you were so convenient and constantly reassuring him that he knows you ain't going anywhere. He calls, he texts, whatever. Do not immediately reply. So you miss his phone call, or when he says, good morning, how's your day going, his text message, you also ignore it. Don't reply, okay? Then maybe after like an hour of receiving the text message or missing the phone call, you're going to message him. You're going to say, hi, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just busy at work or getting my nails done or getting my hair done. Like some insert superficial excuse.
I don't know what she thinks long-term relationships are. Long-term relationships are not going on trips every single week, going out to fancy dinners every night. Long-term relationships are chill. Okay? It's just normal daily living. But just notice how she immediately goes to something negative to get his attention. She's doing things that'll make him think that he's being cheated on. But I just wanted him to step up his game and pursue me. Okay, then how about you head in the positive direction instead of the negative one? How about you step up your game, treat him 5 times better than you normally do? Then he'll be like, oh wow, I'm so lucky to have this woman. I want to take her out to dinner just because she's such a good woman. It's such a common habit that a lot of people have is defaulting to negative. And when they do that, it's more likely they're going to get a negative reaction. But what you need to do is just flip it on his head. Default to the positive first, and more than likely you'll get a positive result. Shocker.
This is what I've been spending my day doing today, y'all. Bought the chocolate machine, the improved cupcakes, a live screensaver, bought company shirts with her name on it. You know what I'm saying? I spent all day doing this, bro. Spent hella money. Hella money. Roses hanging from blooms and shit, man. This is what I spent my day doing today. But, you know what I'm saying? Shit happened tonight, and yeah. This is a total waste for no reason. All because of some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what was the point, bro? Like,
because really, this is the kind of stuff that turns men into ice cold players. A lot of guys go down this like super lovey-dovey route, but a lot of the times it doesn't work out with modern women. A lot of them almost see this as an ick. It's really wild, bro. It's really wild. And another thing about dating traditional feminine women is that you can actually do some of this stuff and they genuinely appreciate it. You can do the romantic stuff, you know, showing up with flowers randomly, and they love it. Traditional women like tradition, but stuff like this you do for Western women, you do for modern women in general, and they're like, he's too soft, he's too nice, he's too emotional. It's like, okay, then go ahead and get played by Chad for the 20th time. Go have fun. Get your passport and get out, man. This stuff is wild.
My heart is pounding. I'm wearing nothing, right? 2 seconds ago, I was wearing nothing.
Okay.
And I come in here running over to put on some undies, right? And I look out the window. Man, eye contact right here. He was just cleaning the windows. And my boobies were out. I had to sprint. How the f*** is that how we start the day? How is that how we start the day? How is that how we start the day? I literally ran in here, tossed on this robe like a shawl. And I come back like, he just went along. They didn't even touch my windows because I already gave him a show. Now I have dirty windows and a new unconsensual boob viewer. Ah! I'm so sorry.
And now everyone else knows about it too. So what's just, let's just move on, dude. What's the point of this?
Men, take this as a warning that once you push a woman to her breaking point, it is really hard for her to go back to how she felt about you before. Once you push her to the point where she is crying her eyes out, begging you to treat her better, and you've just been putting her through it, and she stuck around, and she finally hit that point. And then you come back trying to fix it. But why isn't she, you know, coming back like she usually does? It's because you pushed her to her breaking point. And once women get to that point, it's really hard. It may be even impossible to get her back.
Yeah, I'd say that's actually true. Once women cut that emotional tie to you, it is basically over. This is why you don't go back to ex-girlfriends and you don't accept cheating from women. It's all about that emotional tie. It took all of this emotional buildup to create this bond, okay? And then once it is broken, it's shattered and it's just done.
It is too late. I was 45 minutes late to a date once and he was still there when I got there and I was like, yuck.
That gave you the ick?
Yes. Because why are you still here?
Stop it.
Oh my God, man. Double audacity. One, it's kind of funny, but I actually kind of agree with her. If that guy did decide to stay around for 45 minutes longer, that is kind of a yikes, actually. Like, this guy was definitely simping. But at the same time, she is the ick. You got icked out because you, in fact, are the ick. Oh my Lord. Lordy, lordy.
What hobby makes a guy undateable?
Gym bros.
Dad bod or fit bod?
Fit.
Fit, probably.
Hobby makes a guy undateable.
Oh, gym for sure.
Going to the
right?
Gym?
Yeah. Gym for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Dad bods or fit bods?
Fit bods.
That's fair. What hobby makes a guy undateable?
I think a gym bro.
Dad bod or fit bod?
Probably a fit bod.
No, have a good friend. Sorry? No, I have a good friend.
Playing piano when suddenly...
expect us to be wifey material for someone that doesn't deserve it.
Automatically wrong.
Okay. You can't give your best to someone that doesn't deserve it. So you expect me to give my all and give my best to someone?
I expect you to appreciate the men that built the world around you that allow you to be able to live in a first world country. The entitlement you guys have.
You guys see that? Isn't that interesting? This is truly a cold, hard reality. It's that women will share you if your value is high enough. That's exactly what this clip proves. A lot of women will really only expect monogamy from a lower value man. Because in her lizard girl brain, it says, okay, well, he's not that high value, but at least I get him 100% to myself and I get 100% of his resources. That is a brutal truth.
This is exactly why having a hall pass should not be a thing. Because that married woman thought that it would be okay to do that because that man is famous. Well, imagine her surprise when her husband later on filed for divorce. And I am totally on the husband's side because it is so disrespectful for her to not only talk about something like this, but to actually do it. And we are not blind. We can all see that it was very obviously her that was pushing for that interaction.
The devil couldn't reach me, so he sent me 6 kids with 6 different baby daddies. What? You only have yourself to blame for that. What are you talking about? No one forced you to do this. Don't try and blame someone else.
They have Tinder in real life, dude. You're walking down the sidewalk down the street and somebody's walking toward you. They're attractive. You guys are making eye contact. When you pass, you both turn around and look at each other. That's a match. feel free to start a conversation.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, that's just big facts. Those are some damn good indicators of interest. If that happens, go for it, gentlemen.
This thing where all of these conservative women are hating on 4B women is a case study in internalized misogyny. A lot of women awaken from their internalized misogyny and try to dismantle it, but these women are holding on to it. And that requires them to be out of touch with themselves,
you just hate yourself.
Out of touch with other women.
That's what it is.
And kind of out of touch with reality. But it's important to them because internalized misogyny alleviates a lot of the anxieties caused by oppression and patriarchy by kind of like making it make sense. So when they see 4B movement women sidestepping their oppression, at least to the extent that they can, by eschewing romantic relationships with men and declining to have children with men, which can be vehicles of oppression and patriarchy, it disrupts this very delicate balance that they have and these mental gymnastics that they're doing to maintain their internalized misogyny. When you push hard enough on cognitive dissonance, the output is anger. And that's why you see these conservative women hating 4B women for, I mean, no reason. 4B women are just going about their day.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. She literally says, usually when women embrace their internalized misogyny, it lowers your anxiety. What did she say again?
It's important to them because internalized misogyny alleviates a lot of the anxieties caused by oppression and patriarchy.
So embracing your internalized misogyny lowers your anxiety because of patriarchy, of course. But that's just fake because you're actually supposed to be strong, independent boss babe that doesn't need no man. So you feeling comfortable with a strong man is actually just wrong. She literally says it'll lower your anxiety and make it feel like it makes sense. But that's a problem. That's the problem. Oh my God, bro. How? Yo, the answer is literally staring at you right in the face. And you're like, oh, no, no. Again, I really don't care. These women can spend their lives however they want. But she's accusing these women that are in traditional relationships of doing mental gymnastics. Meanwhile, she's doing mental Olympics to justify her position. It's all just a yikes. Ay, ay, ay.
Hi. Okay, I know I just saw you this afternoon, but it's been such a long time, and you were the last person I expected to see today, and surprisingly, it just made me really happy. You look good.
Bro, stop with this shit. What are you doing?
Like, you're taking care of yourself, and
listening to old messages.
Happy, and I'm happy for you. It was great to talk to you again. You were my best friend, so I've missed that.
Dude, that's enough of this shit. Stop. Stop with this behavior. What are you doing, bro? You're just sitting in your own sadness, hurting no one but yourself. You're not getting her back. You're just wasting your fucking time.
So, basically last year in January, I started dating this girl. And I was absolutely, like, dumb in love. I was set on getting engaged to her, like, that year. I had a whole trip in Italy planned out at one point. Right before the breakup, I was looking at houses in Georgia because I wanted to get one where in a state that she liked. And I moved down to Orlando in Florida. That's the reason why I moved to Florida, was so I could be closer to her from Charlotte, where I was living at the time. And basically, we broke up. But we had a few breakups in the relationship throughout the 7 months or so that we were together. I'm like a lover boy. I've been in plenty of relationships before that one, but that was like the one where I felt the most like it was the one.
Okay, brother, listen to this. Forget about this chick for a second, okay? You need to think about, why do you think it's okay for women to treat you this way? Why do you think it's okay for her to break up with you over and over? He said it's like 4 times they've broken up, where she can just nuke your relationship and you're like, no, I still want to be with you, please. I'll buy you a house, I'll marry you, I promise, please. Why do you think this is okay to be treated so poorly? And that's the thing with a lot of these guys, man, okay? They have something internal that is wrong. Because bad women exist, okay? I know. Just why do you think this is acceptable for you to be in a relationship with them? You don't have to date them. You don't. You're the one that decides to keep dating them. You are. But somehow you think it's okay to be taken up and down on this emotional roller coaster. She can do whatever she wants. She can break up with you. And I'm sure she's going to hang out with other dudes when she's doing that, by the way. But and then you're still there like a little puppy dog with flowers. Hey, it's okay. I'll still buy the house and I'll marry you. I swear. Before you get into a relationship, you have to figure that out. internally, why you think it's okay for people to treat you so poorly and for you to just accept it. Not only accept it, but and then reward them further. That is a personal, internal issue that you have to get sorted out. And usually for guys in situations like this, it's almost always something from childhood. More than likely came from a single parent home. You know, either the mother or the father abandoned them. So they do. They basically have abandonment issues. That's what it is. So and then they try and intensely latch on to people in their lives, no matter how poorly they've been treated. And this is where the deep self-work has to be done. Because if it's not, I guarantee you, the rest of your relationships will fail. Because it doesn't have anything to do with the actual relationship. It has something to do with your core. There is something going on there. So really, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what his story is, but I just wish him luck and other people like that as well, because it's definitely not easy. But really, just keep your head up. Keep your head up. Have some self-respect. You do not deserve to be treated poorly. That is just a false narrative that you have come up with in your own head. So that's it for today's video, okay? Path of progress. I'll see you guys later.